Yeah. So Nimmo apparently is going to be good to go in game two. I just want to, like, yeah, okay, he should be good to go in game two. Now all of a sudden we're hearing about a plantar fasciitis. If he's hurt, he's hurt. Then sit him out and figure it out. But Brandon Nimmo has been killing the team. And just on that quick narrative, BT, where there was this thought, and we touched on it last week, the core, right? Well, Stern saying that the narrative that this core couldn't get the job done is total BS. And anybody who thought that, you know, whatever, like they've proven themselves that they could. Well, let me ask you, what exactly have they proven? That they could get to a championship series? That's what this core was built to do? Was Brandon Nimmo given the contract he was given to get to a championship series? Was Pete Alonso, like Pete Alonso getting paid $20 million a year, and he's going to get, he wants a big contract, but Pete Alonso's getting paid some decent money here. He's been an integral part of this team for years. Lindor, you know the contract for him. Diaz, you know the contract for him. Marte's getting paid, like, this core group, McNeil, you know what he got paid?
Mm-hmm.
So this team was put together to what? To win a wild card round in the division series? So while they proved that they weren't total chokers the way that they did in 2022, it doesn't mean that they've accomplished their goal yet. And every time you watch them, Brandon Nimmo, you know, unfortunately, for a three-hitter,
yeah,
he's had some decent moments, but like, where is he?
I almost feel like Marte's been involved in some of the offense more than Nimmo.
Marte and Nimmo both could do a little bit more. Vientos has had his moments, but still a young player. Like, it's been Lindor with the major homers, and Alonso had the one major homer that saved the season and followed up with home runs against Philadelphia in back-to-back games.
For sure.
But, like, this core, the idea that, oh, well, that narrative, is it? Because, to me, when you build a core like that, you're trying to win a championship.
Well, see, what's interesting about all this, you know, Stearns didn't inherit this.
Right.
And it was pieced together maybe a little hastily early. Now, the Lindor contract certainly seems different now than it did maybe 4 or 5 months ago. You're much more okay with it. Maybe some of you were always okay with it. I did question it, whatever. But
I think everybody questioned it, including the owner himself, because of the way the market went.
Okay,
so there was
fair.
Two elements of it.
Okay,
like the market and then the performance of the player. Now, right now, you take that.
Yeah, nobody's complaining about that.
But
now,
by the way, it's still a lot of freaking money.
It is for a lot of years. For you know, eventually he can move to second base or
whatever,
third. So and he's still a very good athlete, but he's the least of their issues, as we know.
Right.
It's almost when I look at the core, and we know the core is. No, they're not built to win a wild card. I don't know what they're built for, because if you didn't have Vientos pop through this year and Manaea become an ace, and Iglesias, who was in the minors with Vientos, basically come up and be your five hitter most games, and one of your absolute two best hitters really night to night, Mets aren't even a playoff team.
Right.
So that's why it's very hard.
I get it.
You respect the grit for sure. And you note the accomplishment, and they're still playing. And they could get to the World Series.
Right.
But the core, I literally at the end, the core got them there. But if you look at their renaissance for 3 months, I mean, Lindor was great. Pete didn't do really anything. The other guys I mentioned who did a ton.
Well, that's kind of my
part
point.
Of the core.
Like the idea that they, and yes, the Mets came out of nowhere. We've heard the story before, the way that this year went. And sure, they won that wild card round and beat the Phillies in the division series. But to take bows and say, like, well, that narrative that this core can't get over the hump, that to me is nonsense. Look at the Dodgers with Betts, Freeman, Otani.
Yeah.
And not to mention Teoscar Hernandez, who might be better than everybody in the club.
Their catcher's terrific.
Like their lineup is absolutely loaded.
Yep.
And they're doing what they should be doing. They should be competing to play in the World Series. The Yankees, you know, should be where they are in the American League Championship Series.
And
potentially moving beyond that and getting themselves to the World Series, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
This was the Mets group. Like, there was not, okay, well, you know, remember 2 years ago they won 101 games. And should have won the division. And they were looking at, like, hey, this is going to be a legitimate group. Well, okay, that group, like, to say that they've slayed all those narratives that they can't get it done, to me is just not correct at this point. You should be expecting more. And as they've gone on here now, we need to see Nimmo actually start to do something and Alonso to continue to do something. That's just for me, I want a little bit more than...
Well,
taking bows for this.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I won't say I push back, but I certainly question, you know, and we'll see what the offseason moves, and that could include Soto. That's a discussion for when the season's over.
Yeah.
But
Don't you think they need him, though?
They do. They need somebody. Like, yes, they need somebody like him.
Like
no
that
question.
Type
There's
of.
No doubt. They need a guy like that.
Like when you watch their lineup.
Yeah, they need a guy like
and
that.
And that's why, like I tweeted during the Bruins, they just don't have enough.
Now, I remember.
Now, who knows? They could still get to the World Series. They could even win it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at their lineup.
I know. I mean, it's the Winkers, and it's the Iglesiases, and it's the Taylors, and it's the Baders when he's playing. I mean, respect to all of them.
Alvarez has done nothing.
Nothing. That's disappointing. But that's why I would push back a little bit. Like, when you would talk about, and this is what every Met fan wants. I've heard this many times, and I get it. Sustained success.
Right.
Not one good year, and then unravel for 3 years, then have a little pop, then take three steps back. You want to do like what the Yankees and Dodgers do and be very good for a lot of years and then win a championship, too. I get it. Or two. But when I look at the roster now, Pete's probably back based on his heroics, okay? But first base is not fully guaranteed back yet, though he's probably. Second base... I don't know who's playing second base next year. Alvarez, I like him, but he hasn't really done a lot this year. Love Vientos the way he hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's serviceable third. I think he's fine. Don't love Nimmo's contract. Don't love Nimmo's production. Don't love right field. Manaea and Severino, you talk about $20-plus million qualifying offers. Like, you don't love your closer. You don't trust them. There's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. Like, they have had a terrific season. But there's work to be done here.
Mm-hmm.
And before I just say, well, this core can do it. No, I think each guy has had individual clutch moments. But as a group, there's work to be done.
Do you think my fans disagree with what you just said? Because I think what you said makes a ton of sense.
I don't know if they disagree or not, but I know from like Anthony DeComo had another article that I read yesterday. I talked a little bit about this on my show yesterday as I did the Sunday show.
Uh-huh.
And just like the, slaying the narrative of that this core couldn't get the job done. And Stearns himself said, well, that's BS. Well, is it? Because I still like to see more from Brandon Nimmo or Pete Alonso. Like, yeah. Alonso had the most clutch home run I've ever seen in my life, which saved their season. But, again, when you watch him come up last night, are you like, all right, Pete's going to get the job done here?
No, and there was a comment during one of his at-bats where, you know, Smoltz, when he wasn't shouting at his sister for birthday wishes or taking a snooze in the in the booth, he said, listen, Pete's got to be more aggressive. He's just, you know, he's passively letting some pitches he thinks he can handle go through the zone, and then, you know, you start to nibble, and instead of, you know, being that, again, that 2021, 3031 spot where you can let's go, now it's big boy time. It's time to rock one 450. Something it's 1-2,
right.
And now they can nibble, and it's just tougher to hit that way.
Real quick, because
yeah.
We've got a break.
Got it.
Come back, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. We got everything going on. Mets, Yanks, Jets, Giants. When I ask you, like, your confidence level of when a batter comes up that mm-hmm. they're going to deliver, Lindor.
Number one.
Yeah, like
Iglesias is number two, and Vientos is number three.
Okay, so you have confidence in Vientos.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. Me too. Like, Lindor, all right, he's going to get the job done.
Yeah,
if he
doesn't,
he'll get it done next time. Vientos, I believe in him.
Yep.
Nimmo?
No.
And Alonso?
No.
I mean, those are the 3-4 hitters and half of what supposedly mm-hmm. is the core. BT and Sal on the fan. More of your calls when we come back. Resetting with the crown topic of the day. Also getting you set for game one tonight at the stadium. Carlos Rodon, he goes for the Bombers. Catch all the action right here on the fan.